It's hard to believe we're already a month plus out of the severe weather that raged through Nebraska in March. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. From the blizzards out west to the flooding to the east, a lot of issues continue to happen for producers as they continue in the cleanup process. So I caught up early this morning with Steve Wellman, Director of Agriculture for the state of Nebraska, as he looks back at this last month and looks forward as more assistance comes to producers.
Well, certainly the events of the natural disaster that hit Nebraska in the middle of March is something that we will all remember for the rest of our lives, and many will remember it much stronger than others. I mean, there were several that were hit very hard, and it's devastating to see the damage that they sustained. But I think overall, the things that I remember as we move into the recovery and the rebuild stage from this, the parts I'll remember the most is the outreach that we've seen from people across the United States, and also just from neighbor to neighbor here in Nebraska, those that were affected by the disaster, but then still continued to serve their neighbors and help out as much as possible.
There's a variety of different programs that are available or have become available in the last month for producers, everything from the financial assistance, but to the rebuild effort of their fields with cover crop options for them.
Yeah, so specifically for the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, we continue to have our 800 number available for any needs and donations. We are probably wrapping down some of the donation sites, but they still do have inventory. So I would suggest that everybody check the Department of Agriculture website, which is nda.nebraska.gov, or they can always call our toll-free number, which is 800-831-0550. And the other part of that is the Farm Service Agency has multiple programs, and NRCS also is involved. So check the county offices, call your county offices, or stop in and visit with them what programs are available for help to recover. And maybe even if you stop there early on and you didn't hear the answers you wanted to hear, I would still go back and double check with the programs, because some of them have changed since March, the disaster hit in March.
We've heard a lot of that, if producers, if they, you know, feel like they didn't get the headway that they needed, that they need to go back. And I'm glad that you reiterated that change that's been taking place.
Yes, for example, the Farm Service Agency on their livestock indemnity program here in Nebraska, they utilized their opportunity to expand the livestock indemnity program and the time frame that producers can apply for. So the main thing again is please go back and check with the Farm Service Agencies and talk with them about the programs that they have available.
If you could look back at this last month and what has probably been your biggest takeaway learning opportunity from a disaster like this, which hopefully we don't ever have to see again.
Yeah, certainly. Hopefully we don't see it again. I think the main thing is still neighbor helping neighbor and communicating with the government agencies, and how the government agencies can communicate with producers, and certainly want to say thank you to the Rural Radio Network and all the work that you've done to help us get the word out on programs that we have available and the services that we're trying to provide. Also, I don't want to forget that the Rural Response Hotline is still out there and is a great resource for any individuals that are stressed and feel overwhelmed. Please, there is help available. So the Rural Response Hotline number is 800-464-0258.
Steve, I think one of the biggest elephants in the room does continue to be livestock number losses. And at this point, do you have a handle of a guesstimate of where we might be?
That's a number that's been very difficult to really get a good firm number on. We have estimates, and it's in the thousands for death loss here in Nebraska. When we sat down originally for the estimates with Governor Ricketts and for the presidential declaration, I mean, there is a long range of a long list of items that goes into the potential loss for livestock sector. Death loss was certainly part of that, but then also just the sick animals and poor performance and the weather effects that it has on the livestock as they move forward. And those are all additional costs that we try to calculate an estimate in for the $400 million damage that we believe the livestock sector has sustained here in Nebraska. We've met, we being the Department of Agriculture associations and their producers, we've met several times and reviewed those numbers. We still have not seen anything that tells us that we need to change those estimates at this point in time, but we'll see as we move ahead. But again, the livestock loss number, that 1 million head that got into the national news, that was inaccurate. That was just a misstatement. And so we're looking at substantial loss still to the livestock sector, mostly beef, but it's in the thousands. And certainly those that were hit hard lost several hundred head, and that's very, very difficult for them to overcome. But again, it's in the thousands. But we feel the economy will continue on here in Nebraska. Livestock sector and agriculture in general is a big driver for Nebraska's economy. But farmers and ranchers are very resilient and determined, and we'll build back better and stronger than ever before.
And talking with a few producers too, they have mentioned that cattle have gotten, and you kind of mentioned the illness that's been going through. They're seeing some of these cattle, these cows and calves getting sick now as their bodies try to readjust after being in some of the devastating floodwaters.
Yeah, so the livestock, it's a lasting impression on these livestock, a lasting effect, I should say, and on how their health has been affected. And so I think there's been some loss that has carried on just recently from some of the animals affected by the flooding events. So it wasn't necessarily just an immediate impact to the livestock sector, but it's a longer lasting impact there too, as we recover from the flooding.
I'm glad you brought up the rural response hotline as well, because we know this is going to be a continuous effect. And my heart just breaks as these guys would normally be getting together to do branding or getting ready to send calves to the feedlots or their local sale barns. The trickle down economic effect and the mental effect that is going to continue on for months to years for so many.
Well, farmers and ranchers are very passionate and caring about what they do, and the impact that they felt personally and what they've seen their livestock go through, that's impacted them personally too. So, again, it's something that won't just go away overnight. It will stay with many of our producers and those of us, even like in my personal situation, not directly involved with the flooding, but it makes you really realize the work that farmers and ranchers put into their livelihood and how much they care for what they do. Make sure you contact your local farm service agency, your county offices, and I would do that this last full week of April, because some of these deadlines are approaching at the end of April here to apply for the federal program.
That's my conversation with the Director of Agriculture for the state of Nebraska, Steve Wellman. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.